It's 8 a.m. Eastern, June the 2nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $27,145. ETH is up slightly at $1,896. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $307. Well, the U.S. CFTC is considering changes to its risk management rules to address the challenges posed by crypto and emerging technologies. Commissioner Christy Goldsmith-Romero emphasized the need for firms to prepare for crypto volatility and the risks associated with holding customers' digital assets. She highlighted the importance of revisiting regulatory oversight in light of advancements in digital assets, artificial intelligence, and cloud services, raising concerns about custody practices in the industry, especially the potential risks associated with holding customer properties in the form of digital assets. The CFTC will collect public feedback for 60 days before moving forward. Well, Binance Australia has temporarily halted Australian dollar deposits and withdrawals through bank transfers, according to an announcement, but users can still buy and sell crypto using credit or debit cards on the platform. Binance Australia is actively searching for an alternative payment provider to resume bank transfers. The exchange has experienced a significant price arbitrage for Bitcoin compared to other exchanges in recent days. Well, the Uniswap community has voted against a proposal to introduce fees for liquidity providers on the protocol. Earlier discussions about introducing fees had garnered positive feedback from users, but concerns were raised about reduced earnings for LPs and the potential for capital flight. The results of this poll may influence a formal poll planned for later this year, taking into account community sentiment and adjusting parameters to ensure community satisfaction. And finally, Nike Virtual Studios, the digital arm of sportswear giant Nike, is teaming up with video game developer EA Sports to bring digital creations from Nike's Dot Swoosh platform into the EA Sports gaming ecosystem. The collaboration will offer immersive experiences and enhance customization options for Dot Swoosh members and EA Sports fans. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.